This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plagg. Aspen Avionics tells ANN it has completed all its FAA certification work and testing of the EFD-1000 pilot and pro-primary flight displays. Final review by the FAA Aircraft Certification Office is all that remains for the products to receive their TSO, or Technical Standard Order, and STC, or Supplemental Type Certificate. The sales backlog for the innovative glass panel retrofit is said to be considerable. Aspen said in its official statement, quote, "By working closely with the FAA at every step, we've been able to resolve questions and issues in real time. We are on track for shipping FAA-certified Evolution flight displays to Aspen-authorized dealers by the end of March and for beginning customer installations in April," unquote. Southwest Airlines has responded to Thursday's FAA statement that the airline faces a $10.2 million fine for failing to perform fuselage fatigue inspections on its oldest 737s within federally mandated timetables. Southwest points out that the inspections in question are part of, quote, "many routine, redundant, and overlapping inspections of our fleet," unquote. The airline also points out it was the first to catch the oversights, quickly did the required inspections, and notified the FAA on its own. Quote, "The FAA approved our actions at that time and considered the matter closed as of April 2007. The Boeing company, which manufactures all of our aircraft, also supported our aggressive compliance plan and has issued a statement confirming that we acted responsibly and, more importantly, that the safety of our fleet was not compromised," unquote. Southwest says it's eager to resolve the FAA's concerns and will respond officially to the agency's letter of penalty. The Dreamliner threatens to become a bad dream for Boeing. On Thursday, an analyst went on record saying he expects another delay in 787 deliveries. Citing unnamed sources in a note to investors, Goldman Sachs analyst Richard Safran says Boeing, quote, "continues to underestimate the amount of work required on the 787. Changes to the airplane have caused a delay in completing wiring of the aircraft," unquote. His comments were reported by Bloomberg. Safran says initial power-up may not occur now until the end of June. That would push first deliveries to the third quarter of 2009. Boeing's official target date remains early 2009. Boeing claims 857 net orders so far for the plane. Asked about Safran's predictions, Boeing's Yvonne Leach commented, quote, "We will communicate to customers on this around the end of the first quarter," unquote. Meanwhile, over at Boeing Integrated Defense, executives pushed for a debriefing on the KCX tanker decision sooner than the March 12th appointment the Air Force set, and they got it. The Air Force completed a debriefing on Friday, explaining to Boeing why the Northrop Grumman EADS bid to replace aerial refueling tankers for the Air Force was chosen over Boeing's. VP and KC-767 program manager Mark McGraw said on Friday, quote, "While we are grateful for the timely debriefing, we left the room with significant concerns about the process in several areas, including program requirements related to capabilities, cost, and risk, evaluation of the bids, and the ultimate decision. Our plan now is to work through the weekend to come to a decision on our course of action early next week," unquote. Which is now early this week. We'll keep you posted. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Two airliners wind up on grass at snowy airports. The lone survivor of a March 1st fly-in accident remains hospitalized. And ATA drops several flights from Midway. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFII Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll discuss one of his most frequent rhetorical questions. Given general aviation's disappointing safety record, why do we keep the bar so low for pilot qualifications? And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.